Money FM 89.3, best of the evening runway. Culture Club.
Money FM 89.3. It is the evening runway. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for Culture Club. Today we're going to talk about the Executive Center. Now, this is headquartered in Hong Kong. It's got a footprint across Asia Pacific and the Middle East. And it's at the forefront of flexible work since opening its doors in Hong Kong back in 1994. Now, today, the Flexible Workspace Company boasts over 200 centers in 34 cities and 15 markets, including Southeast Asia, Greater China, North Asia, India, the Middle East and Australia. Now, all of their spaces are situated at prime office buildings in the CBD, and it's well furnished with luxury furniture. It's got prestigious brands such as Timothy Olsen as well as Herman Miller. Of note, TEC proudly owns two of Timothy Olsen's 22 Apollo capsules. Now, it's a luxury lounge that's built on the same scale as the NASA Apollo 11 space capsule. I'm looking at a photo of it now. It's really impressive. Now, the pods have landed in the centers at AIA Central in Hong Kong and ITC in Shanghai. And we're going to speak right now to Ricky Wells, who is the Global Head of Capital Development for the Executive Center. Ricky, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks very much for having me.
I'm looking at a photograph of this capsule in one of your centers. It is really quite impressive. I wish I had this in the middle of my living room, then I can hide in there. But tell us about the Executive Center and some of the core business there.
Yeah, so look, we're a premium flexible office provider. You know, our clients, we serve the business class element of the market, and our clients very much expect a high-performing workspace that enables them to meet their full potential. You know, about 83% of our clients are global MNCs. A lot of our designs and ethos that we put in to our centres are very much focused around form and functionality. Primarily, we're here to act as a catalyst for our clients and members to foster productivity, creativity, and an overall sense of well-being for the spaces. We from a design perspective, we very much stress over imperfections that are not visible to the obvious layperson. So we know that contributes to the overall feeling of a near perfection when they come into an executive center. And, our motto is very much, you're only as good as your last creation. So, inherently our spaces are continually improving and, we seek to innovate for solutions for our clients across, both Singapore and the whole of the Asia Pac market.
That's interesting the way you put it. And how often, or you tend to get the sense that a lot of people do not take into account the design of a space and how that feeds into productivity or even creativity for that matter. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. You're totally right. I think, working styles have changed dramatically, since our inception 30 years ago in 1994, the way that the modern professional works in a workspace and interior in comparison to now is, completely different. We put a lot of thought and effort and, augmented design into ensuring that we have a platform for our clients in order to, perform. So, whether that's providing quiet spaces for focused working, team environments for them to collaborate, underpinned by the best technology and hospitality servicing. So there's a significant element that goes into ensuring that, the functionality of the spaces are correct. Anyone can design an expensive space, but if it doesn't function correctly, then there's an issue.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the Apollo capsules that are there. One thing to ask this is looking at the photograph and the introduction. I mean, when I look at it, I see, with the way that the upholstery is on the inside, it really captures my attention. And I can't help but start imagining, was this the effect that you're after?
Yeah, look, so, from our perspective, from a designer's perspective, what's more aspirational and successful than landing on the moon?
Yeah.
And, we wanted a perfect metaphor for our space to, breed success for our clients. So we thought, why not get a direct replica of the Apollo capsule and make that into a meeting space? I mean, it's truly unique and, very much, from my perspective, that leads on the design element, something that we strive to do. We want to provide unique spaces, push boundaries, but also, so our members have a real connection to this space and, a sense of discovery. And I think, that's the true beauty of design and what we strive to do as a provider.
There is something about cold, shiny steel and luxury upholstery that just brings out the imagination. Or maybe I watch too much TV. I like what you've done with this. For you personally, Ricky, if you don't mind, what does an ideal workspace look or feel like for you?
I think it's not about what the person, like myself, I think it's about what our members want. It's a, you know, it's very much a continual evolution. You know, as I said, we've been doing this for a very long time, since 94. The evolution is vast. You know, we work with our clients, you know, on a day-to-day feedback. The great thing about working in the service industry is you get feedback immediately. And it's our ability to be able to work with clients and members in order to provide these spaces for them. You know, we have a wide range of different look and feels and trends. It spans, you know, many, many years. You know, I think from a business perspective, we seek to address both longevity in design. I think that's fundamental. And then also sustainability. So I think it's not about the person. It's more about what do our clients need.
Mm. And how does that factor sustainability come into play in terms of the design evolution?
Yeah. Look, I think we invest into, you know, premium spaces. So whether it's Grade A asset, you know, in Singapore and Raffles Place. So, you know, our business is focused on the best locations, but also the best technology and also the best corporate fit outs within the market. And we invest into premium materials, furniture and equipment in order to support that, which over the long term, from a longevity perspective, is a much more sustainable approach. We worked actively with all our supply chain partners to ensure that they meet this criteria, you know, and it's very much a big passion for myself and, you know, the whole business as a general.
I suppose then when you're looking at clients or people to use this space with a name like the Executive Center, it's really not quite the executive. Describe to me the customer of the Executive Center, if I'm using the right words there.
Yeah, look, I mean, 83% of our clients are global MNCs. They're all the top five verticals of every single business market. We cover a wide range of people from coming into the workplace for the first time, 18 years old, right up to the retiree. So it's a very broad spectrum. The main thing that they have in common is they work for high performing companies in a global role. And those are the people that really value the proposition of the Executive Center.
So it's quite interesting. I mean, we've talked about the high-profile people, the design, and how that pushes a person to excel, just to put it a bit more simply. Yet, we've also talked about sustainability, and now the fact that the Executive Center is investing in luxury. How do you see luxury playing a part in all of this?
Well, I think luxury, like commercially, well, from a strategic standpoint, there's a huge demand for it in the marketplace. You know, there's a huge flight to quality, and you know, our business is very much set up in order to suit that demand. So I think from a real estate standpoint perspective, people expect high-performing spaces, and we've been at the top of the market for a very long time.
Yeah.
So luxury from our standpoint, I think it's a very broad term, but fit-out is all about sustainability and functionality, making sure that, you know, we provide spaces that enhance productivity and the well-being of our members. Okay, that's fine. But also, there's a huge demand for it, and we're very well-placed to service that demand.
Ricky, I'm looking at how the company is in 200 centers in 34 cities, 15 markets, Southeast Asia, of course, Greater China, North Asia, India, the Middle East, and Australia. And just throwing it out there, your thoughts on how the Executive Center perhaps can enter emerging economies? Is this a discussion that's happened?
Yeah, look, it's an evolution that happens all the time. I mean, ultimately, we grow with our members. You know, we're a very sustainable business, hence why we've been doing it for 30 years. Don't get to that standpoint without having a very sustainable business practices, and it's something that we evaluate on a day-to-day basis. But look, fundamentally, primary focus is on Singapore, Southeast Asia, Middle East. We're open to opportunities wherever relevant.
Right. And finally, Ricky, what is next for the Executive Center beyond this year?
Well, you know, I keep referencing the 30-year journey. You know, the aim for us as the business is to still be at the top in the next 30 years, focusing on making sure that we're successful, profitable, and, you know, we're here for the long term, not the short term.
I'm just thinking, how can we top an Apollo capsule? One of those moon landing. This is one of those moon landing things, maybe.
Yeah, I know. Well, if you've got an idea or any of your listeners have an idea, you know, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm always open. It's the best part about my role.
I'm actually going to think about this. Ricky Wells, Global Head of Capital Development for the Executive Center, on the line with me. Ricky, I appreciate your time today.
It's been great. Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.